Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We're going to go to our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line and our special guest, Erin Summers. Erin, you've seen her on the ACC Network, also for ESPN, and now working for the Saints and Pelicans. So, Erin, thanks so much for joining us this evening.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Man, you got a long resume, Erin, you know, with all that. But you get some of the you did a college game, what, last week or week before last?
Yeah, a couple weeks ago during Hurricane Ida, I was out of the city, so I picked up a college football game to do and just kind of keep working. That's what I like to do.
You covered the Pelicans today. The first question everybody says, when is Zion coming back? And even the coach, you know, he's like, hey, y'all better talk to Griff about that. I'll let him make that comment. So that was pretty slick on his part. He sort of passed the buck, but, you know, it's obvious that Zion's not going to be back for the opening couple of weeks of the season.
Yeah, so everybody wants to know when and how Zion is going to come back. And obviously, we know he had that injury before summer league started earlier this summer with his right foot. And he has been going through his rehab process. He's been doing a little bit more cardio. So he is trying to get back on the court. They did some scans today, and they're waiting to figure out what those results are going to be. And of course, it will come from David Griffin. He will make the announcement as far as what that revealed and what the next phase of his rehab is going to be and when his return to the court will come.
Now, Erin, what's your take on, you look at the transactions, I guess it just shows you on the back end, they're not as desperate, the stability with the secondary. I'm looking at the Saints release veteran defensive back, Desmond Trufant. A lot of NFL experience there. They reached an injury settlement with defensive back Brian Poole. Mike, think about how much we were counting on him, Erin.
That's the nickel guy.
Yeah, and all of a sudden.
Now, he may get brought back.
Right. But it's like the decision based on, I think they really like Bradley Roby. We got him in a trade from the Texans. And just a rookie corner, how well Paulson Adebo has played in opposite of Lattimore. So Trufant has not played a snap since. You got to go back to week two. But we all know that was two guys that it just shows you how quickly things change in the NFL, Erin. But what is your take when you look at, aren't we in the conversation when you look at Lattimore, Paulson Adebo, and Bradley Roby, that we're all, I know I was ecstatic when always we had Lattimore with Jackrabbit and even with P-Rob. But I think we're in pretty good shape at that cover corner position right now.
Yeah, and that was an area that Coach Payton wanted to address coming into this season. They brought a lot of different people in. And over the past few weeks, with some of the injuries, we've been able to see what other players on this team can do. And as you mentioned, Paulson Adebo has stepped up in a big way and has shown that he is very capable of playing that position. So, although you never want to have injuries or have issues in different spots, I think that we were able to see some other players get those opportunities, and they really stepped up to the plate. And hopefully in the next few weeks, when the rest of the team starts getting a little more healthy, we'll have a little bit more depth in some of those areas. So when we thought we might need more corners, I think we're fine now.
Erin, one of the things from where you were before now coming to New Orleans, the pressure to win for the Panthers, and that comes from the owner. I think his deal is, man, I ain't waiting for nothing. I don't want to build anything. I just want to win now. And I think he smells a little bit of blood in the water. The Bucs sort of suffering in the secondary, the Saints with all the injuries, and kind of in this reload year at quarterback and everything else. From your time in the Carolina area, this seems to be really pressed by the owner, Tepper himself, that, man, rebuild or build, man, that's not how I got my money. I want to win now. And so there's a lot of pressure on Matt Rhule and the Panthers to win today, which means as it gets closer to that trade deadline, I don't think the Panthers are going to sit pat. I think they're going to be very aggressive.
The Panthers do feel like they have all of the pieces. I think they're more than pleased with how Sam Darnold has come in to the organization and what he's done already this season. It's a lot of it has hinged on Christian McCaffrey and his ability to actually be on the football field, because he's dealt with his various injuries as well. And he is such a difference maker when he's able to play. So if he is able to go and the rest of the team is healthy, then they definitely look really good. They look like they could contend with the Tampa Bay Bucs, because they look a little more shaky than they did last year. But guys, why can't it be the Saints? I don't understand why the Saints can't be the team that overtakes this division.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. And
if you can get everybody healthy, that's going to be the key, the health.
And Aaron, do you have confidence in Jameis Winston? Are you still taking the wait-and-see approach? The reason why I bring that up, you look at Jameis Winston after five games under Sean Payton. He's thrown 892 yards this season. The first time in his career he hasn't thrown for more than 1,000 yards after the fifth game. But, you know, he's if you look at it, he hasn't attempted at least 150 passes through the first five games. It's, you know, an average of 30 per game. But then when you compare him to Drew Brees, the same time frame, threw five touchdowns and two interceptions. Now, I know he threw for a little over 1,200 yards through his first five games with Peyton in 2006, and we all know how Drew Brees turned out. Are you patient enough with Jameis? So what is your take on him?
I think Jameis Winston took big steps forward last year, being behind Drew Brees, really learning and listening and seeing such a professional on the football field and off the football field at work. And you've seen it in the way that he's handled himself on the field. You've seen it in press conferences, talking to the media. He's really ready to be a leader for this football team and do whatever it takes. He's not chasing stats or numbers or trying to force things to happen on the football field. It's going to be a give and take with him and Coach Payton as far as this offense goes. Everybody wants to see Winston throw those 72-yard touchdown passes like he did on Sunday, because that's fun and that's exciting. But you also need to make sure you're doing the right thing at the right time, making the right decisions. And that's what he's really been harping on. And I think it's working for him. He's had 12 touchdowns, only three interceptions. Those are numbers that we can live with. And I think it's only going to get better.
Aaron, one of the unsung guys over the last 2 weeks, and he's really played big, and he's not getting a lot of ink, is Pete Werner at linebacker. The last 2 weeks, man, he has been like a tackling machine. He's like a magnet out there on the football field. Yep. Now, he's built like a strong safety. He's not the biggest cat in the world at the linebacker position, but so smart, doesn't take a lot of false steps to the football, and he's really good in the coverage part of the game. Over the last 2 weeks, you know, and because of what Gillikin did as the punting situation was unbelievable, and Paulson Adebo gets a lot of ink because teams are going after him, and they're going to go after the rookie. But what Pete Werner has done, it's really exceeded what I thought from watching him in the practice sessions, early on. I didn't think he would be this good this quickly for Saints.
And Aaron, like Mike's saying, I don't know, somebody fudged these numbers. I stood by him. There's no way he's 6'3", 242. I'm telling you, he looks like a small linebacker.
I don't want to get on that scale if he's 242.
He looks like a smallish linebacker, but a big safety.
Yes.
But 6'3", 242, Mike.
He ain't 6'3", 242.
No, but he's a tackling machine, so that's what counts.
Your thoughts on him, Aaron?
I talked to Coach Jim Mora yesterday, and he kind of said the same things about Sam Mills. Very undersized, right? But he had the athletic ability to go out and play linebacker position, and he did it to the best of his ability and probably better than a lot of people did in the league at that point. Coach Morris said he was the best linebacker, best player overall he'd ever coached. I think that size aside, Werner is doing what he needs to do to be successful in the NFL, and he's showing it each week. The past two games, he's had double-digit tackles. He's going out there, regardless of how tall you guys might think he actually is, and he's performing each week. And he's one of the guys that has stepped up because of the injuries to this team.
It's between the ears with him.
Yeah.
That's the thing. It's between the ears.
Smart. He can run sideline to sideline, and that's critical. If the guys up front, the D tackles, the interior linemen, and the different stunts and all they do, if they occupy blockers, Mike, he can run sideline to sideline, and he's a great tackler.
And the coverage part, because, if you got a 250-pound linebacker, them guys are not going to be able to cover a back or a tight end.
But Mike, how do you think – I think Caden Ellis is a better – now, they're both better than Zach Bond, but I think Caden Ellis – that'd be interesting to see in pass coverage. I think he might have the edge on Werner a little bit, but he hadn't put up these numbers for his attacking.
Not those type numbers.
Right, but
impressive.
You understand what I'm saying? Yeah. Caden Ellis also, we can't forget about him.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that kind of have had their moments and surprised, I think, all of us already this season. And it is the smart players, the ones that are quick, that have that, the intangible athletic ability that have kind of stood out at different moments. It's taken a team effort. It was Gilkin. It was a punter, somebody that stepped up in each of these games and really changed things. I mean, heck, we haven't even talked about Marshawn Lattimore, who was out there with the cast, and the game that he had on Sunday was incredible.
Got to get Deontay to stay healthy too, because boy, he gives an element to this football team as speed and to be able to pull away from people. Mm-hmm. That is really impressive. And you could see, man, I don't know what Landon Collins was thinking, but he had him beat. I mean, he was high school open on that play.
No, he got caught flat-footed. You cannot – that's one thing. You try and get too cute and you disguise coverages, but when the ball snap, you better be where you need to be, Mike. And Landon Collins was so flat. Deontay Harris, the Saints got him on that one. The Saints got my old room dog, Jack Del Rio, on that one.
They caught him big time.
No, they were trying to disguise the coverage, and we blew the top off of that. It wasn't even close.
Aaron, one last question. This is a Pelicans one. Any news on Jaxson Hayes?
Yeah, Jaxson Hayes actually spoke to the media today, and he said that he's feeling really good. He hasn't gotten back on the court, but he has been going through a bunch of mobility drills with his foot and the ankle. It looked, and he said he was scared after he got injured, thought that it was going to be worse than it was, but it's just kind of a sprained ankle, a bad one. But he expects to be back on the court very soon and ready to go by the regular season.
Aaron, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. We enjoyed it.
Yeah, definitely. Happy to do it anytime, guys.
Thanks a lot. Aaron Summers, and works for ESPN and had also worked for the ACC Network, now doing work for both the Saints and the Pelicans.
So, Jonathan, Jimmy, James, we're coming right to you.
Break here on the Big 870.
See.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.